All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the second half, or second hour, rather, of Roleplay Swan Song Week number 10. Adam, what's going on?
Okay, so we're gonna cut away from the swan song for a minute. As we come back from commercial, we see like a dark room. It's lit dimly, sort of off camera. The room seems small. There's maybe like candles somewhere. The light's uneven, and the view pans across like a long metal tube. It might be like a ship's torpedo or like a really minimal kind of metal coffin. There's a stencil on the side as we pan across it in white paint. It looks military, maybe, that has the letters JOB 14/14. And then we hear like a dull kind of a mechanical sound, sort of a subsonic mechanical sound, and then a hiss. And steam comes out of the side of this canister, and the top starts to open up a little bit. And then we sort of snap flash to you guys, minus Victor, obviously, the crew, like running up onto the ship. There's gunfire in the background. And we pan across to see a lone man dressed in the same like military garb that your current friends on the ship are now wearing. So it's one of these Order of Annunciation dudes. And you hear his radio crackle, and we're hearing from inside his helmet, so the like gunfire is kind of muted. And in French, with the subtitles, we hear someone say to him, "Remember what he said to Martha in Bethany. We'll meet again." And then his radio goes off. We get full volume, like gunfire again. You see people climbing out of this vehicle outside of the warehouse. He's shooting at them. There's gunfire back and forth. He pulls out a grenade, and then he gets shot. And you see him go down. And we pan up to see the swan song flying up out of the roof of the warehouse. And we pan back down to see the guy still holding the grenade, and he lets go of the release. And then there's an explosion. And the view pans back to the tube, now fully open. There's this like splash of blue fluid, and that same soldier, that guy, emerges like coughing and spewing up this fluid. He doesn't have any like hair or eyebrows, but you can tell that it's him. Someone puts their hand on his shoulder to try to calm him, and we hear a voice still off screen belonging to the person with the arm, but the voice comes through kind of like distorted and sort of robotic sounding, like it's obviously cybernetically like modified. And says, "She's given you another chance. Welcome back, Pierre." And the guy starts to like cry, and then we fade to black and come back up on the swan song. So, Sikarian, you're in your cabin right now, or in the main? Like, where are
I'm in
you?
the mess hall.
Yeah, in the mess hall. Okay. So your personal comm, like you know when you're like on airplane mode on your phone for a while, and then you come back, you turn back on, you start getting all the like notifications. Your personal terminal starts doing that. You've all got within range of like an exchange satellite, and yeah, you're starting to get messages. But really, only like one of them kind of catches your eye. It's encrypted. It's like looking for a code, and it seems to be like an old Onensian like military code that it's looking for. You could, I mean, you know what it is.
Yeah, I stand up from the mess hall and walk to my room to access the terminal then.
Okay, so you go back to your room, close the door, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you put the encryption in, your video screen like comes up. And you see Mr. Falcon. He looks like pretty together. He has a like a bandage like around his head, with like a blood stain on it. And you can see a ship in the background. And the origin source of the message seems to be a ship called the Stranger in the Alps. And Mr. Falcon looks into the camera, and he addresses you. He's like,
Is it a recorded message then, or is it?
Yeah, it's a recorded message. He says, I'm gonna keep this short, Sikarian. Things have gotten real bad on Onensa. New government's taken over. War's kicked up a notch. Phone hour's gonna be here soon. If they come here looking for you, they're gonna find out where you went. You're gonna want to deal with this quick. I'm gonna stay in system as long as I can, but if Titan's on his way, well, I hope you'll forgive me for fucking off. Try to get in touch. I hope I hear from you soon. And then it goes off.
And do I know that I can?
You have the transponder code for his ship now, so
Okay.
if you want to reply to the message, you can.
I immediately do, yeah. Is it, okay. It's not like a, so I think I already understand the question or the answer to this question, but it's, there's no phone connection. It's like I sent a message to him, right?
Yeah, the only real-time connection you can have is in-system. Everything else has to be linked through the satellites, and the Swan Song will pick it up when it leaves, or the next ship leaving Tovar will take it with it.
Okay. Then I just immediately kind of record a message, as Mr. Sakarian would. I'm in my assault armor, so I don't even straighten myself or anything like that, but I just kind of look into the camera and say, Mr. Falcon, warms my heart to hear from you. I hope you are well. I noticed that you looked disheveled, which is unusual for people of our brethren. Hopefully you're okay. Please let me know more in detail what is to be expected, if Mr. Titan is actually specifically looking for me, or if you're confident that he will find out where I am. Any information would help. JP's hearing weird sounds. Okay. And then he says, if you are in need of assistance, please let me know. And then I will include my coordinates with you as well. We are currently repairing the ship and we'll be seafaring in no time at all. So I need to know what's going on. Hope you are well, Mr. S.
Okay. Awesome. So you beam it off to the exchange satellite, and the next ship that leaves the system will take it with it. So, what do you want to do after that?
He kind of sits there for a minute and kind of thinks about things and gets up, and he's going to go look for Mr. Higgins.
Okay. So, what are you doing, Higgs? You're still in...
I'm just going up and down the... I'm just kind of, like, checking around the ship. I walked by Pi's place, and or Pi's room, and just kind of, like, poked my head in. I'm like, hey, you should let me know when you tell Pi something so that he doesn't come to me and tell. Look, I told him about God. And I'm just like, I don't know what you want me to do about that.
You say that to me?
Yeah. This is like me just poking my head in your room.
I just kind of shake my head at Higgs.
We should get him something. If we get him like a machine or something, could he take that over? And what if we got him a little? I really want some pizza, man. Can we get him a little pizza machine? You think he could take that over?
How about we just repair the fucking ship in the first place?
Well, we got 50,000. We can do that. Yeah, I just want to get him something. I mean, he kind of saved us back there. It'd be kind of nice.
I think you should just fucking leave him alone.
You don't want to give him the machine then?
I.
What if? Hold on, listen to me here, Pi. Stop listening in this room. What if we got him a robot? Do they make those? Have you heard of those? Do robots exist in this world, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but like, the idea of having like a drone you could put like have an AI like look through would be possible. Sure.
What if we had a little drone fly around with us? Think about that, Pi. I mean, shit. Pi, stop thinking. What? Think about that, Piani.
I want you to fucking leave me alone.
All right, I'm glad you're back. Have a good day. I just kind of like walk out.
Walking down as the you're hall. Walking around the ship, Higgs, do you encounter Prosper?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I see you, I'm just like, yeah, that's Trudeau. That's Trudeau. Then I just keep walking by.
I just smile and shake my head, and as you pass,
I kind of like shoot you the bullet fingers as I do, and then or the hand finger guns or whatever. Not bullet fingers. What the fuck,
Monsieur Higgins? Where should I put my belongings?
Oh, hey, I got that. I got that thing. That room cleaned out for you. It's all good to go. Victor was. And I kind of just like don't say anything. I'm just like he was into some weird shit. So if you find like some secret compartments with some. there might be some shit about alien races in there. Who knows? I don't know what else he kept all, but if you do find anything, let me know. We'll take care of it for you.
What kind of a weird cheat?
Well, the man once had his hand up my ass, so have fun.
Mr. Higgins, what you and your partner were into is none of my concern.
Well, as we say on the Swan Song, my business is everyone's business. Have a good day, Mr. Trudeau. I'll be around the ship if you need some.
One more thing. This Victor, was he close with L'Enfant?
Who? You mean Pi?
I believe you refer to them as Pi.
Can you stop calling him that? He's going to get confused if you call him two names.
That is their name?
Yeah, it's Pi. Yeah, that's the name.
Very well, Mr. Higgins. Pi.
Just you can use the name with us, but if we're off ship and you're talking to him, just use Pi. I don't want him having... Don't talk to him about God, all right? Just don't do that. I don't know what it's going to do.
I would never want L'Enfant to be
now, what was your original
question? About
it's Pi,
goddammit.
What were you talking about? What did you ask?
Was Victor close with Pi?
They had conversations, I assume. I don't know about what. Probably about ancient. Some race, I don't know. Who knows?
Science stuff. Surgery procedures, perhaps.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so.
I understand. Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
Yep, no problem. You have a good day, Doe.
Just like that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm working on it, Prosper. I'll have a good day. You have a good day.
By the way, I think it's my webcam mic that's picking up everything, so
it's not I have very
sensitive. Just for the mystery solved.
Okay. Yeah, and I just leave and start walking down the hall.
Just imagine that Mrs. Carrion has a fish tank. It kind of sounds.
You might have been hearing Barrison drinking water in the other room to give you an idea of what kind of webcam we're dealing with.
I mean,
crazy.
I am that impressive in the ear.
I can't fart for the next 4 hours. It's gonna be incredible.
we're just gonna hear Jeff's eyes are gonna go like. Ah.
Who was that, you guys?
Camera goes off. I just got disconnected. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't hear me chewing though, can you?
No.
It's very subtle.
It's fine.
You know.
So
I walk back up to the bridge of the ship, by the way.
Higgs, you've got some messages too, and you've got Victor's. You've got access to Victor's messages. So you want to take a minute to have a look at that stuff?
Yeah, I already started reading through Victor's messages in his room.
Okay. So Victor has a series of, over the last 4 weeks, increasingly urgent text-based emails from the Sunbeam Multistellar Corporation. The first few are just like bank statements, like, you know, this is how much money you owe. And then it's like, where is our payment? And then the last one is an audio message. Do you want to play that one?
Yeah, I read through them and then I play the audio message last.
Okay, so the audio one's like it comes up on. Are you just playing it on your own terminal, or you want anybody else to hear it?
I'm at the bridge, so I play it on whatever terminal.
Oh, you're just playing it through the. Okay, cool. All right, so you're just playing it through the bridge speakers. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, it comes up with the. There's like a little. It starts with a little like a banjo jingle that's like Sunbeam's kind of like we're starting a message noise, and then this kind of corny sounding like cowboy voice comes on, and it's like, well, hey, howdy. It's your good friends at Sunbeam Multistellar. It looks like Victor Kovacs hasn't made a payment in some time. We're looking to collect several thousand credits from y'all. We wouldn't want y'all to get in any kind of trouble, so if you can make your payment immediately, that'd be great. And then it does a little jingle and goes off again.
Yeah, Higgs just kind of reads them. And I go to type in, did I get the money transferred over already from the people on my ship?
Yeah, if you look at your account, your 50.
Yeah, I kind of I pull up my account on whatever monitor next to me. What does the statement read? Is it it's my money plus the 50K?
Yeah, it's whatever you personally had and then another 50K.
Okay, I pull up the message and how much does it say we owe?
Just over 16,000. So yeah, it's 8,220 a month and you haven't paid for March or June or May or June yet.
Okay. Yeah, I just we owe 16,000.
I will check for you exactly. So,
well, that's just the rough number you're saying.
Yeah, 16,440 credits.
Okay. I record. I hit record on the terminal, and I like hit record with my hand, so it's like off camera. So I'm like standing there, like that, looking, like making sure it's recording. Then when I say it's Quinn, I'm just like, hey there, folks. I'm Mr. Higgins. Victor Kovac, unfortunately, took a bullet to the head. Did not survive it, and I'll be paying you guys from now on. As you know, I am, I think I own the ship. I just kind of like look up and pause for a second. Oh, right. Hey there. Here's 20 grand, and consider the 4 grand a little bit on top, and we'll talk with you guys soon. Please forward any messages you have over to my is it email? I don't even know. My message, my comm number, it is 696969. Let me know if you need anything, and you guys have a great week. How do I turn? I just like lean forward, and they just see my head as I'm like trying to turn this thing off.
Okay. As soon as you hit send, there's an immediate message like back from Sunbeam Multistellar Legal Department, and it just has coordinates. It's like Taxila Station tomorrow 4 p.m. and then like a location.
It says what?
So the station that you're going to, Taxila Station.
Oh, Taxila.
It's literally just like meeting invite here. Be here at this time.
Does it say what? Does it have anything else?
Nope.
Doesn't have a reply.
One of those Microsoft meeting invites. You
know. Does it have a reply?
You could reply if you want to. There's like a little like accept or maybe or decline. Like,
I think about it and like I go to like hit no, and then I wait and I just like hit maybe and just close it. Okay. I take note of that. I like drag it over to my schedule.
You have two personal messages. You have a message from like an unknown, like an encrypted sender, and then a message from one Heather Montse. It's a name that sounds sort of familiar, but you don't really know where it's from.
Sure, I read the one from Heather first, thinking it might be an ex-lover or something.
Yeah, so it's like it comes through on one of your like sub kind of like shell accounts for one of your old like identities.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, didn't notice you were in Tovar till I saw the swan song up on the registry. You gonna be on Taxil anytime soon? Might have a job for you. XO Heather.
Oh, XO.
Yeah, I see that. Hey. I'm just like, hey, it's that Heather, right? I go for the like yes to the meeting button and I don't see it anywhere. Just take note of it, jot that down. What, that's the planet that we're going to?
It's a space station, yeah.
Okay. Heather. Yep. And then I read the other ones.
Okay. So the other one, once you put in your credentials to decrypt it or whatever, it's a video message. It comes up with the green stars and like crossed scimitars of the Midari Syndicate. So like the stars go and then the swords go and come in on the screen and then it kind of like flickers and fades out. And you see a familiar looking face. It's Calliobea. She's wearing her like fatigues and her like headscarf. And she's like staring into the camera. She seems to be in like a brick room somewhere. And she's like, listen, Higgs, you need to stop fucking around with me and we need to have a conversation. This is getting on my last fucking nerve. That shit with those bounty hunters, that's not going to fly the second time around. Next time, they're going to be assassins. Fuck you, Higgs. And it, like, goes off.
Well, I was hoping for the exos on that. Pi, you around here?
Drag click to garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Mark as spam. Unsubscribe, please. Pi comes on over the speaker and says, that seemed intense.
Yeah, she is a delicate flower one. You actually, whenever you respond to Piani, that's also a delicate flower. You keep that in mind when you talk to her. You can even call, she likes to be called that if you would like to call her that. Anyway,
is the woman in the message a problem for you, Higgs?
I mean, if you were to put three things, yes, no, and maybe in front of me, I would probably select the maybe category.
What do you think the percentage of likelihood that you want to kill this person is?
Well, if you, and I kind of just like start thinking, I'm like, cross the, if you do long, forward, but probably about I'd say about an 80% that she might end up dead one day by my hand. We'll see. Hey, anyways, the reason I want to talk to you, do you think you could track this or perhaps, I don't know all the technical language, but could you get into their system and perhaps drain their account? Is that possible? And then leave a message that says something like, the Pizza King was here or something?
I don't think I have that capability. And if I did, I don't fully understand the ethics of money yet.
Well,
maybe
you
should ask Piani.
What questions or problems do you have with money, Pa? I'm good with
belongings. Personal belongings are a confusing issue for me.
Well, I think I told you before, you just kind of take what's yours, and that's how it goes. That's what I've lived my life like that.
Take what's mine. Yeah. I understand.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, no problem. Shit, I got to tell Piani about that, too. Pa, that's all I got. You have a good day. And then I do, like, drag the message over into the trash or whatever.
Okay. All right. So I assume by now, unless you have, like, other places to go, y'all have gone onto the bridge and kind of found your place at the comms and stuff, and you're heading towards Taxila. Is that the plan? Does anybody have anything they want to do before they get there?
Well, I was looking for Mr. Higgs.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you're all up on the bridge, or he's there now.
I ran into you in the hallway or something, if you want a private conversation.
I run into you and I say, Mr. Higgs, I was contacted by Mr. Falcon. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yep. Do we need to go into a room? Or...
No, it's quite fine here.
Okay, what's going on?
The situation on Anitza has escalated, which is to be expected, of course, during Civil War. That doesn't necessarily change anything, but it's worth mentioning. Have I mentioned Mr. Titan to you, or have you heard of his name?
I think I've heard the name once or twice. I don't know if it was from you or someone else, but it sounds familiar.
Mr. Titan has a certain, I guess you could say, history with me, and it's fair to say that I have the same with him. I was warned that there's a chance that he'll be coming after me, and that my location will be revealed to him once he's reached Onitsa. So I wanted to give you a heads up that this altercation could be coming to light, and to be prepared.
Is it the physical altercation? Is that what you're saying?
He'll come to kill us. He'll fail, of course, but he will come and try.
Well, this is a little deep. He's going to come kill you or us. That's very different in the terminology there.
Are you familiar with the term scorched earth?
No, I don't. Nope. Don't know that one.
Mr. Titan believes very strongly in leaving no rocks unturned and then destroying everything. If you could think of something like me, only a little bit less clean, I would say. Yes, he'll kill everyone, or try.
Okay.
It's also worth mentioning. Go ahead.
Well, does this Mr. Titan have a crew, or is he a one-man shop?
He's a part of an elite crew, yes.
Hmm. Does this crew have a super elite name?
What is it called again, Adam?
He's a high-ranking member of the Fotenhauer Society, which is a sector-wide mercenary group.
He's a high-ranking member of the Fotenhauer Society.
I would know that name, Adam.
You definitely would know that name. Those guys do not fuck around.
Yeah, I just kind of like look at you say that, and my mind's totally somewhere else as you're telling me this. I don't think it's much important you say that. And I just kind of like look you dead in the eyes. I'm just like, well, this is a problem. We need to bring the rest of the crew up to. Why don't we talk about this here? Are you okay sharing this with the rest of the crew? We need to make sure everyone's on the same fucking.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I went to the captain first, of course, but it's also worth mentioning, by the way, Mr. Falcon, who we encountered earlier, a friend of mine. It might be worth looking into the possibility of recruiting him to our squad as well. He said his situation has escalated as well. He's an extremely capable man, so it's worth mentioning.
All right. Well, maybe we can get Frenchie's friends on board with us as well, and have them help us out. We'll bring this up to the crew. I'm gonna call a meeting. We're gonna have a talk with everyone there in probably about 20 minutes. So I'll see you there.
Sounds good. And then you see me like set my military watch actually to exactly 20 minutes.
I do the same, but I just go down and I just start playing like some game because it's just a game watch. There's not actually a watch.
Yeah, you give him a big serious nod and you start playing Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, high score.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the SNES one, the one that had fantastic graphics.
There you go. There you go. So yeah, I walk away, and I guess I either send a ship-wide message or make an announcement over comms. Yeah, like
you got to do the cool announcement with the like captain's whistle and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I go back to my quarters and I tell Pi, and I'm just like, Pi, ready the whistle.
Whistle prepared.
Fire the whistle. I pick up the
comms. Okay, the whistle goes off.
And I'm just like, please meet captain's orders in the Pi. What's the big guys, I'll see you in 20 minutes at the main area of the ship. God damn it, where's the whiskey? And I just like shut it off.
You can just through the corridors of the ship hear the face palm.
Yeah. Echoes around the ship.
Yeah. I just go back doing whatever for the next 20 minutes and show up promptly to the I literally can't remember what the fucking place is called. What's like the main...
The bridge?
Yeah, the bridge. There you go. Yeah, I show up at the bridge. Wow. I don't know why I was brain farting on that.
Yeah, wow. This guy's acts as captain.
I meet up at the bridge.
So, Piani, what are you doing while this is happening? You finish your conversation with...
I meant to ask a little bit earlier, but sure. Based off of like where I was at, how is sort of my state? You know, I came out of there with all those drugs coursing through my system. Like, where am I at now? I'd like a record.
You're feeling a lot better. Okay. Yeah, the IV drip was definitely like just like suppressing you. It was just kind of trying to keep you in a weird state. So yeah, you're starting to feel better. You'll probably be able to like walk normally soon. Like a lot of the injuries were like, no, you're really badly hurt because you were in a spaceship crash. But really, it's like, no, we're just keeping you fucked up.
Right.
Telling you that you're hurt.
Right. Sure. I'm going to use my wheelchair for as long as I fucking can.
Okay, cool. You put on your inventory wheelchair.
I will. Okay.